Exploring Yoga. Our decision to study yoga led us deeper into trauma's impact on the body. Our first experimental yoga classes met in a room generously donated by a nearby studio. David Emerson and his colleagues Dana Moore and Jody Carey volunteered as instructors, and my research team figured out how we could best measure yoga's effects on psychological functioning. We put flyers in neighborhood supermarkets and laundromats to advertise our classes and interviewed dozens of people who called in response. Ultimately, we selected 37 women who had severe trauma histories and who had already received many years of therapy without much benefit. Half the volunteers were selected at random for the yoga group, while the others would receive a well-established mental health treatment, dialectical behavior therapy, DBT, which teaches people how to apply mindfulness to stay calm and in control. Finally, we commissioned an engineer at MIT to build us a complicated computer that could measure HRV simultaneously in 8 different people. In each study group, there were multiple classes, each with no more than 8 participants. While yoga significantly improved arousal problems in PTSD and dramatically improved our subjects' relationships to their bodies, with comments like, "I now take care of my body," and "I listen to what my body needs," 8 weeks of DBT did not affect their arousal levels or PTSD symptoms. Thus, our interest in yoga gradually evolved from a focus on learning whether yoga can change HRV, which it can, to helping traumatized people learn to comfortably inhabit their tortured bodies. Over time, we also started a yoga program for Marines at Camp Lejeune and have worked successfully with various other programs to implement yoga programs for veterans with PTSD. Even though we have no formal research data on the veterans, it looks as if yoga is at least as effective for them as it has been for the women in our studies.